Coach Hodge, you get Lyon County at Crittenden County tonight, and they sneak away with a 6-point win. I believe they were probably there for the picking tonight. Your defense played very well, but you just couldn't really get anything going offensively. Well, a lot of that may be testament to their defense too.
Yeah, they did a good job defensively. They played out on us, pressured, you know, in the passing lanes a whole lot more than I thought they would. They put a lot of pressure on Cassidy. When she gave the ball up, she had a hard time getting it back in any kind of offense that we ran. And, you know, we broke down offensively and couldn't get into our offense past the first or second pass. And that was, you know, maybe some things that you know, we've played over Christmas. People don't know Cassidy that well, and some things that were a little more open for her there. You know, now everybody's going to – and I've told them that's going to happen. And we're going to have to step it up in other places offensively. And I think we tried to do that at times, but it just seems like we didn't do it at the right times. You know, our people trying to drive or whatever. And I felt like we had Kiana a lot of times in the middle open early, and we didn't get her the ball. Then we'd be too late. We just were hesitant and didn't move very well. But even with that said, you know, in the fourth quarter, did we take the lead maybe one time, or we got within one and had two or three chances to take the lead?
It was a 1 or 2 point ball game there for quite a while.
And we missed 6 free throws in the fourth quarter, lose by 6. We're 10 for 20 from the line for the game and lose by 6. And, you know, some of those were front end of the bonus.
Right.
And
it seems like it's kind of been a theme the last few games has been the foul shots and the turnovers, and it goes back to that game over in the Christmas tournament where you used the men's ball the first half, and it just seems like you haven't got back on track since then at the foul line.
Right, and I think tonight Cassie got a little frustrated. She missed a few that she doesn't hit, that, you know, that she doesn't normally miss. But, you know, it's still, you know, keep preaching about just staying focused and staying the course offensively and things that we want to do. And I felt like we did not do that. I felt like we played into their slower pace game. That's what they want to play. And we didn't get out and run. I thought when we had some defensive boards, we had opportunities to run a little bit, and we just didn't look up. You know, and then instead of, you know, we have secondary breaks that we can run, the push ball down the floor faster and get into an offense faster, and we didn't do that very well.
A lot of unforced turnovers, it seems. Yeah, just unforced stuff.
Yeah, just throw it at somebody's feet or throw it out of bounds or, you know, things that – you're right, that things that even though they played good defense, it wasn't the defensive pressure that made
us do it. And Becca Summers, you know, she's a great player. Every time they needed a basket, she scored two.
Yeah, she did. And you know, we tried to play out on their shooters, and maybe we should have sagged a little bit more. But, you know, I think, again, at times, you know, Cassie's Gardner, and I think if Cass got a little winded, it'd be about the time she'd get a basket. And so, you know, we tried to switch up some defenses early, and I thought that worked pretty well. But then there at the end, when you get down, you really can't sit back and, you know, you got to go out and play. And you know, but like I said, we had some opportunities. We just didn't convert.
Now, of course, this is our second loss in the district. We're 2-2 now. Lyon remains undefeated in the district. And the last I saw, I haven't seen a final. I didn't go back and look, but Trigg was beating Livingston earlier.
Oh, really?
So that could throw some things into a tailspin. But take care of business. We'll still finish second in the district.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that. You know, we've got Trigg, next Friday night, I think. And, well, we got Fort Campbell Monday, but we got a big JV district tournament tomorrow that, you know, our younger kids are excited about, and hopefully we can go make a good showing in that.
But this Lyon County team is definitely one you've been in the ball game with them each time, and if you really get in a game where you're clicking, this is a game you can win.
Oh, definitely, and I think we just have to get ourselves back on track. You know, through Christmas and this week, we just haven't been clicking on all cylinders for various reasons. And, you know, we've got to overcome that and get us out. And I think if we can just get back on the winning track a little bit, things will start fallen into place for us a little bit more.
Well, here comes the grind the next 2 months.
And you're right. This is the grind.
Yeah.
This is the time where the tough really, really outshine those that are weak. And so we're going to have to really buckle down and get after it.
Okay, Coach Hodge. Thank you.
Thank you. If we could put a couple of our girls together.